Good morning. This is Dave Zinn with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Wednesday, December 18th at 7 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Grizzly Outfitters and Spark R&D. This forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. This morning, temperatures are in the teens to low 20s. Winds are 15 to 30 miles an hour from the west through south, and there is no new snow. Today will be partly cloudy with temperatures reaching the upper 20s to mid 30s, and ridgetop winds will be 20 to 35 miles an hour from the south. There's a chance for a trace to 1 inch of snow on Thursday near West Yellowstone and Cook City, but the rest of us will be waiting until early next week to see what Santa brings. 4 days ago, a rider on the south side of Mount Abundance near Cook City had a very close call. The sled was trashed, but the rider walked away. Other riders triggered 3 avalanches on Crown Butte. And yesterday, ski guides went to look at a large natural avalanche on the Finn. On Monday, Ian and Doug found an ice crust with weak facets while investigating the avalanches north of town. Dig down to assess for this weak layer before considering steep slopes, or ride on lower angle terrain, giving this weak layer time to become less reactive. It is still possible to trigger dangerous avalanches, and the hazard is rated moderate in the mountains around Cook City. Careful assessment and terrain management are necessary before considering any steep slopes. The snowpack structure in the Madison, Southern Gallatin, and Lionhead ranges does not inspire a lot of confidence. Yesterday, 4 days since the last snowfall, Doug and Carl experienced several large collapses at Lionhead, a sure sign of continued instability. And over the weekend, we received reports of natural and human-triggered avalanches in the Taylor Fork and Slack Creek near Buck Ridge. In the field, we found weak, faceted snow near the ground in Lionhead, at Buck Ridge, and the Taylor Fork, and it remains possible to trigger an avalanche. And if you find that sweet spot, the avalanche could be large. The hazard is rated moderate. Carefully assess the snowpack and terrain before committing to any steep slopes. Moderate to strong winds continue in the Bridger and Northern Gallatin ranges, but there's less snow available for transport today and a generally stable snowpack structure. While climbing the Dribbles this weekend, Doug was primarily concerned with surface-level instabilities, and at Mount Blackmore on Monday, I was encouraged by stable test results and good snowpack structure. Dig a snow pit and perform a stability test to look for isolated instabilities before committing to avalanche strain, and be obsessed with the consequences of small avalanches by watching out for terrain traps like trees, cliffs, and gullies. The avalanche danger is rated low in the Bridger and Northern Gallatin ranges. If you get out, please send us your observations, no matter how brief. You can fill out an observation form on the website, email us at mtavalanche.com, or leave us a voicemail at 587-6984.